Welcome to Ain't That a Mother podcast, the show where we hear stories about ordinary women creating an uncommon yet full life for their families. I'm your host, Mary Hunter, a wife and mother who holds a managerial position for the world's largest lodging company. Unpacking the method behind the madness in motherhood is my vibe. Through the wide lens of individual contributors in corporate America or stay-at-home moms, at the center, these women share a common thread, working harder than a mother. Thank you for joining me today, and this is Ain't That a Mother podcast. I am so thrilled that you decided to tune in today. This is my first time ever doing a podcast. In the past, I mentioned that I wanted to be on a podcast. And it's interesting, when you put your mind to something, you just create it. Or in any case, with me, that's how it is. I am a creative by nature, born in February. And I remind my family all the time that I am their angel here on earth because my birthday is an angel number. There are only two angel numbers as a part of the calendar, January through December, and it's January 11th and February 22nd to 22. I have been put on this earth to create, whether it's creating with my hands, creating with my mind. I'm just a creator. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I'm a suburban woman who works in corporate America. I'm in the hospitality industry, and I have been since I graduated from college. There's a particular story that I recall being at work one day in Memphis, Tennessee, and I shared with a colleague of mine that I didn't want to be a mom. To my face, she called me selfish. And I'm sure I was called other things, but not to my face. But it was interesting to see her immediate reaction to me saying that I didn't want to be a mom. And yes, call me selfish if I want to be prepared to be a mom. And at the time, in my 20s, I felt like I wasn't prepared. And for me, it was the absolute. I would tell people, I don't want kids. That was pretty much it. Hard stop, end of sentence. My niece, who's in her 20s, she and I recant that conversation, and she says to me, 7 years later after having my son, she's like, Auntie, I didn't ever think that you would be a mom because you would always say, I don't want kids. In my 20s, that was very true. And I also didn't want to be a single mother either. Although my father was very present, he and my mother divorced while I was in grade school, but throughout me growing up, he was there for me. And I will say I still had a full and a well-rounded childhood based on those circumstances. I just wanted to share that story with you to let you know that anything can change at any time depending on your environment and who is feeding you and who will show you how committed they are to the process. Because choosing the right mate and the right partner is critical when it comes to being a mom, whether you are a married woman who is a mom or a single woman who is a mom. You just have to know that the person that you had children with has your back and will support you in whatever season that you're in. And then when I met the right person, he changed my mind about being a mom, and I knew how supportive he was going to be because my husband mentioned, you should be fruitful and multiply. And it's really funny how we take Bible scriptures and we apply them in the way that we want to apply them because it's left up to interpretation. But I told him, I said, yeah, we could be fruitful and multiply our money. We can be fruitful and multiply our real estate. I'm a smart aleck that way, where I take things into my interpretation and flip them around, create something witty, especially with the person that I'm speaking to specifically, my boyfriend at the time, now husband. But recalling the conversation from my mentee, like after I had my son, she asked me 6 to 12 months after, how was I feeling being a mom? And she was the only person that asked me that question. And I felt like that was really insightful, because when you become a mom, some people don't ask you, well, how do you feel being a mom now? Especially from a person who gave this loud declaration of, I don't want to be a mom. And I told her how my experience was. I told her about my birthing experience, which was beautiful because I controlled the narrative. I told her how it was bonding with my son, and she was really genuinely happy for me. Now that I have a family, it's my goal to create a life for them that even I couldn't imagine. When I was in Memphis, I mentioned that I would live and work in Manhattan. As fate would have it, I got the opportunity to work in Manhattan. Half of that manifestation, or what I believe for my life, came true. I made the leap from Manhattan. I made the leap from Memphis to Manhattan. It's just been a great journey thus far. I've been a member of the hospitality industry for over 10 years. The reason why I got into the hospitality industry is because I like to be treated well. So I thought to myself, it can't be that hard to treat people well. I decided to work at a hotel in Savannah. Savannah is such a beautiful, beautiful place. But I just knew that there was more for me. When I got hired, I mentioned to them that Savannah wouldn't be my last stop. I actually asked them, I said, you know what? I want to be in Atlanta. And Atlanta is 4 hours away from Savannah. And I told them during my interview that I was interested in transferring or moving to Atlanta. And they said, you know, that's great. Our hospitality group has multiple hotels all over the United States. And if you do well here in Savannah, you will be able to transfer to Atlanta. And I did just that. When I graduated from college at Savannah State University, shortly thereafter, I moved to Atlanta. And then 2 weeks later, I enrolled myself into Georgia State University to pursue a degree in hospitality administration. It was actually my master's degree program. I am a person who puts words to actions, but not always. Recently, I've become a perfectionist who procrastinates, and I absolutely do not like that about my personality. And this podcast is a true manifestation of me saying that I'm going to do something and me putting forth the effort to make it happen. I'm actually sitting in a podcast studio that's in a library near my home because I'm the type of woman that when I want to do something, I go to an extreme. The continuum is, if we say 0 to 10. 0 being less extreme and 10 being most extreme. When I want to do something, I go all the way to 10. When I thought about creating this podcast, I said, oh, I need to set up my office just like a podcast studio. I need to buy microphones. I need to outfit my home as if my space is a podcast studio. And you know what? I was at a meeting at another branch of this library, and there was a flyer posted up on the wall, and I saw it and it said podcast orientation, and I decided to go to said podcast orientation. And wouldn't you know that the library, which is a free resource, has this amazing, amazing podcast studio that I spend at least 2 or 3 times a week in recording. And I'm grateful because, as the old adage goes, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So I, for one, am grateful that I have access to tools so that I can deliver this podcast to you and we can meet every week. Because I have high expectations, I want the output to be the best quality. I always do everything like it's the last time anybody is going to experience it. Just, I go all out. So I say that to say, we will have guests on the podcast, women that I adore, that are my friends. We share commonalities. Our children are in sports together or they go to school together. They put me in rooms that edify me. And the women themselves are so dynamic. And I have to share how special they are. Yes, they're ordinary women, but the lives that they're creating for themselves and their family are nothing like the ordinary. They're extraordinary, and we have to dive into their stories. I am eternally grateful for the village that my husband and I have come to amass here in the suburbs where we live, because we don't have family here. Our closest family is in New Jersey, where I was born, which is about 2 to 3 hours away from where I live in suburban Connecticut. Ain't That a Mother is both a declaration and a question. It's a call out to all mothers to let you know that you have a space that is for you. You can come and be filled. Your cup doesn't have to be empty, because I know it all too well. You give, you give, you give, you give. You pour from your cup, and then you look at your cup and your cup is empty. But at least you know where you can come and find a refill. Being a woman, whether you're a married woman or an unmarried woman, a woman who has kids, a woman who doesn't have kids, a woman who aspires to have kids, this is the place where you can come to learn how to navigate whatever season you're in. I can confidently say that I've gone through a lot of different seasons. I have traveled to different geographies here in the U.S., both for work and for pleasure, and I've traveled internationally as well. It is my goal to be as transparent as possible. I want to let you know how the show format will go. Whether we have a guest or not, it will follow the same format each and every time. There will be segments before we get into the entertainment piece that will be enlightening and informative. And then towards the end, we'll have a segment that will entertain you. I love social media. Social media is my thing, and I'm so excited for this, and I have to definitely do research. Moms that go viral for maybe doing the right thing. Sometimes maybe they do the wrong things by society standards. And I think that that will be an interesting piece to present. This is my first time doing a podcast, being on a podcast, especially when no one else is in the room. It's just me. I am a fighter. I fight every day with myself to be the woman that I know that I can be, because procrastination is so debilitating. And as a creative person, if I'm not inspired, I don't move. And I really want to get past that. In the past 2 weeks, I will say I have been adjusting more toward action and execution, working diligently to shed the part of my personality that I absolutely don't like, which is being a procrastinating person. The one way I do everything is I'm always scheduling. Monday through Friday obviously is already scheduled because I work a 9-to-5. Unless I have paid time off, then of course my schedule stays the same. And then I have Saturday and Sunday. So on Friday, I also schedule things on the weekends, whether it's something for my son, because he does sports and I want to show up for him, because showing up for your children and your family and for your loved ones is really important. I take one weekend day, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. The fact that I have one weekday to do me and one weekend day to do me, that flexibility in scheduling has been amazing. My son's schedule is so jam-packed this summer that I have to be in lockstep with myself. And I'm also a person who likes to write things down. Unfortunately, I write the same things down multiple times. I write what I'm doing in a notebook, and I also have my physical calendar, and then I also have my electronic calendar, which is in my phone. So I'm always making sure that I'm holding myself accountable. Sometimes I do ignore the alarms, but for the most part, I govern myself by my schedule, and it's been working out so far. Plus, I'm getting help in the next couple of weeks. My mom is coming back. I can't say enough about it. She's coming back before her birthday, and I'm really excited about that. And my son is excited because he knows that he can get virtually anything that he wants from his mom, and I'm happy to have her around. Her energy is amazing, and she holds me accountable as well. This has been a fun introductory episode, sharing with you who I am, some of my beliefs, and some of my life experiences thus far. We will get into much, much more as the season progresses. But other than that, thank you for being here. Podcasting is new to me, and I welcome the challenge. But I want to get to know you as well. On Instagram, at Ain't That a Mother. Make sure you comment on the most recent post, your name, where you're from, how many kids you have, if you aspire to be a mom, if you don't currently have kids. And I want to make this component of the podcast as interactive as possible. Until next time, thank you for pressing play today. I can't put into words how much your support truly means to me. If you liked today's episode, send it to another mother or share it on social media. And also follow the podcast at Ain't That a Mother on Instagram. I'm your host, Mary Hunter. Thanks again for supporting ATAM Podcast.